Here you are, Holmes. In the directory. Only the one, but here it is.
Let me see. Yes. Nathan Garadeb, 136 Little Rider Street. Sorry to disappoint you, Watson, but that man's the writer of my letter. You want another to match him. Yes?
A gentleman to see you, sir. His card.
Thank you, Mrs. Hudson. Yes. Please show him up.
Very good, sir.
Watson?
Thank you. John Garadeb, Counselor at Law, Kansas, USA. They're coming out of the woodwork.
Ah, but this gentleman is also in the plot already. No, I did not expect to see him quite so soon. Not quite so soon.
Mr. Holmes! Very like your pictures, I must say, sir. Oh, and you must be Watson.
Dr. Watson.
John Garadeb, American-born and bred. At your service, sirs. I believe you may have had a letter, Mr. Holmes, from my namesake, Nathan.
Indeed. But pray sit down. We have much to discuss. Please.
Thank you. I thank you, sir. Most hospitable.
Yes, born and bred, but surely you've been in this country for some time.
Why say that, Mr. Holmes?
Well, the shoulder cut of your coat, the toes of your boots, the whole outfit is English, is it not?
Oh, yes, one of your little tricks, eh? Well, business recently brought me here, so my outfit, as you say, is nearly all London, but I guess we didn't meet to discuss the cut of my socks. Time is of the essence, Mr. Holmes. Can we get down to business?
Patience, sir. Tell me, why did Mr. Nathan Garadeb not come here with you?
Why did he ever drag you into it at all? Professional business between two gentlemen, and one needs calling a detective.
No reflection on you, I'm sure, Mr. Garadeb. Simply zeal on his part to gain an end which is equally vital to both of you. You may have need of special information. I have access to that sort of thing. It was natural that he should apply to me.
Oh, well, if you put it like that...
That's exactly how I put it.
It's just that when he told me, I felt as if my honor had been put in question, and I felt real bad about it, so I came right away to put you straight.
And in order to put us straight, perhaps we had better have a clear account of the affair from your own lips, as it were. My friend Watson here knows nothing of the details.
Need he know?
We usually work together. Two heads, you know.
Beg pardon?
Being better than one.
Ah, yes, right. We have that saying, too. Okay, I'll keep it short and simple if I can. If you came from Kansas, Mr. Holmes, you would know of Alexander Hamilton Garadeb. Made his money in real estate, and then in the wheat pit of Chicago. He was rich beyond your wildest dreams.
A sort of Croesus in Kansas.
Maybe. He took a great pride in the queerness and singularity of his name, and like me, he had neither kith nor kin. I was at law in Topeka when we met up, and he was tickled pink to find another one of the same. Find me some more, says he. You be a lawyer, you search. I told him I had better things to do than go hiking round the world on a Garadeb hunt. Nonetheless, said he, that is exactly what you will do if things work out as I plan. There was a powerful lot of meaning to those words, as I was soon to discover, for he died within a year of saying them, and he left a will behind. It was the queerest will I have ever set eyes on.
The property in Kansas is to be divided into three parts, and providing the three male adult Garadebs can be found and properly attested, they will inherit... $5 million. According to the American, $5 million each. How much is that in pounds, Mrs. Saunders?
I'm sure I don't know, Mr. Garadeb. Now, will you please eat up your boiled eggs, sir?
No, I'm far too. He gave up his job, you know, the American, to search the world. But no success until me, Nathan Garadeb. All we need is one. One more. Just one more. Why don't I have any brothers?
I'm sure I don't know, sir. Shall I clear away the breakfast things, then?
Yes, be careful on the carpet there, see?
Yes, I can see, sir. A mess.
Fossiliferous calcifications, Mrs. Saunders. My fossils. And I haven't finished with their reordering. Essential. Absolutely essential.
Essential indeed.
Oh, think of what I could do. My collection. My life's work. $5 million.
He's a strange old coot, but he's a Garadeb.
The only one in the directory.
Where I found him, that's right. So we have a vacancy, Mr. Holmes. A $5 million vacancy. If you can help fill it, we'll pay any charges.
I assume you've advertised in the agony columns of the newspapers, etc.
Yes, of course. No replies.
None at all.
Not a thing.
Tell me. What do you think of all this, Watson?
Most curious problem.
One to which I shall devote the requisite attention. By the way, Mr. Garadeb, how strange that you should come from...